Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I hope you are with us in the last hour, traveling darlings. Because in the last hour, I was talking with John Kleidos, such a good friend. You know what it's like when you haven't seen somebody in years and years and years, and when you do see them, it's like you saw them yesterday and you just pick up where you left off. But because John is in the travel industry, you can't really pick up where you left off because things are always evolving, growing, changing, developing. So it really, I'm so happy I was able to get his attention and have him stop what he was doing to leave his office and come to the Bernic, B-E-R-N-I-C, hotel on East 47th Street in New York City, where I am ensconced in this gorgeous penthouse suite, which gives us the space, the room, the inspiration, the elegance, the comfort to have visitors coming to visit who are themselves up to their eyeballs immersed in a destination, a product, a service that travelers are interested in. And those people with longevity in the travel industry are passionate about what they do. You know, when people tell me they took a trip and they stayed here, they went there, and, you know, they didn't really like it very much or whatever, you know, they're doing it wrong. They're just doing it wrong. And that's why I'm here. I'm here to help you do it right, because, you know, you can buy something you hate and you can get a refund, but you cannot get a refund on the time that you invest in a business trip or in a pleasure trip. You just can't get the time back. And so you want to do it right before you leave. And one of the keys to doing things right, particularly if you're going on a pleasure trip, is to pick a destination that whose cup runneth over with charm and history and great food and wonderful sights and terrific shops and places to relax and regroup your senses. And there's a destination that in three different places in my house, I am reminded daily of Malta, a wonderful island country just off the coast of Sicily. And I was so enthralled with Malta that I came back with two artistic treasures. One is 36 inches round and is mounted in the wall overlooking my living room and framed to look like a porthole on a ship and backlighted because it's this artistic hand-blown glass work. Fabulous. And the other is about the size of a very big piece of paper. It's probably 12 inches by 16 inches, framed in wood, a wood frame. And it's a three-dimensional interpretation made of ceramic and plaster and pieces of metal and whatnot to be balconies on the windows of what looks like the front of a house. And the reason I bought it, it's the actual reproduction of a particular house in Malta. Because the people in Malta, you ever see those posters? The doors of Dublin, the doors of this place and that place. people in Malta are into the doors and the facades of their house. And they are unique and charming. It's like walking through posters. It's amazing. So I bought one of these simulations of it, made of ceramic and plaster and wood and metal and whatever that looks like the front door and windows and balconies and flower pots. And it's an actual, there's an actual house in Malta that looks just like that. Now, I knew I was going to be meeting Michelle Buttigieg, who is the representative to the United States from Malta. And I meant to bring, I can't bring the 36-inch glass thing that's mounted in the wall, but I could have brought the door and the facade of the house. That's easy and little, and I could have brought it, and I forgot all about it. So one of the things I'm going to have to do before I allow Michelle to disappear today is get a date on my calendar to get her to come to the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, where when we are home, we are creating radio content and broadcasting live from the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield. And I'll get her to come and visit, and then she can see for herself how Malta has managed to weave itself into my life daily. And we're going to be talking with Michelle right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tanglewood tickets are on sale now. Visit the summer home of the Boston Symphony and Boston Pops, located in the beautiful Berkshire Hills of Western Massachusetts. For a full schedule and ticket information, visit tanglewood.org or call 888-266-1200.
I have Michelle Buttigieg with me. She is the representative in the United States to Malta, or for Malta in the U.S. And I'm just thrilled that we've managed to connect and meet. I want to tell you now so you can jot it down. Their website is visitmalta.com. Talk to me, darling. Were you born in Malta?
Actually, I was born in Australia from Maltese parents, but I moved back to Malta when I was very little.
With your family?
With my family, and I lived there most of my life.
That's a long trip from Australia to Malta.
Yeah, but there's a lot of...
I mean, it's the other side of the world, though.
It is. But there were a lot of immigrants after World War II that left the islands and went to Australia, America, Canada. And my parents were some of those that went to Australia. They were not there for a long time, but I lived most of my... I'm Maltese. I will never say I'm Australian because, in reality, I am Maltese. And it's that kind of place where it captures you and takes
so
you over.
So how old were you when you...
I was about 2.5. So,
okay. So you really don't know any place other than
Malta. Not very much, exactly.
And you lived there until when?
Until after college and after I, you know, worked a little bit. And then I came here to the States for a job. And 19 years later, I'm still here. But go back home very often, especially now that I represent the islands. So it gives me an opportunity to go back.
Well, you know, I have a great fondness, affection, admiration for Malta as a destination for visitors. And while I've only been there once, I was there for a full day. We ported on a Holland America cruise ship. I was actually on a recognition cruise where Holland America invited the top 100 producing travel agencies for Holland America, and I was executive vice president of a $1.5 billion company. So we gave double digits, millions of dollars in bookings to Holland America every year. And so I was invited to represent my company on this 12-day Mediterranean cruise.
Nice.
Oh, fabulous.
Nice.
Fabulous. We left from Lisbon, and I think we wound up in Athens and flew back from Athens. It didn't round trip.
Nice.
So we got to go and go and go and stop and see. And we had a full day in Malta. So I got to walk around and see a lot of things, but that was one of the destinations I can think of where it broke my heart when we had to go back to the ship.
Yes. And that's what we've been seeing, especially from the North American market. People came to visit Malta on a cruise, and like yourself, they were there for a day, walking the streets of Valletta. It's not enough. But it's a great showcase.
Right. I'm going to give you a little hint. I don't believe there are any airlines that fly nonstop from the U.S. to Malta.
No, there
However, is. One of the least expensive places to get into is Dublin. Find yourself a good airfare into Dublin and take Ryanair and fly for, like, no money. Right now, go to Ryanair.com. They have flights all over Europe, all over, for 9.99 euros. Call it 10 euros. 10 euros at today's rate is about, $10.50? You know, it's no money. You're going to pay probably about 15 euros in tax. So it's going to cost you about 25 euros. Big deal. Big deal. The only thing I want to warn you about is you can't pack very much because they have super-duper restrictions on luggage. So if you can travel lightly, and I'm telling you what I'm going to do when I go to Malta. I'm going to fly into Dublin. I'm going to spend a week in Ireland. I'm going to do things. I'm going to end up in a hotel in Dublin. I'm going to give my big luggage to the porter, the bellman at the hotel, to put in the porter's locker or wherever the storage room, and just take up my little teeny rollerboard with what I need, and I'm going to fly with Ryanair to Malta for, like, no money.
Smart.
And I'm going to – the thing you should know is that they fly, like, Tuesday and Saturday or something like that. They only fly a couple days a week, so you really have to plan. And if I'm clever, I'll hop on that little boat that goes 2.5 hours, takes you to Sicily.
Smart.
Doesn't that sound like
very
a great
smart.
Trip?
You'll do 3 countries in the time that you're in Europe.
No kidding. And so I figure, you know, I'll wind up spending about 9-10 days between Malta and Sicily. I'll spend a week in Dublin, and then on the return, fly back into Dublin, spend another week in Ireland. There's a 3-week trip, people. We'll be right back. Stephanie Abrams here talking about Malta. Stephanie Abrams here inviting you to Northern Ireland's dazzling North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers to stage their works. Walk in mythical steps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrigaree Rope Bridge. Take a walk on the sugary sand of Port Stewart's Beach and have a bite and a pint at Harry Shack with a $1 million sea view. Drive through the canopy of trees called Dark Hedges and visit Ballantoy Harbor and Quarry, all used as natural settings for Game of Thrones. Press on to Cushendon, a fairy tale enchanting seaside village where boutique shops and a local pub will surely entice you.
Start planning now. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Carrigaree. That's nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Carrigaree.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's Ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Ireland invites you to the exclusive Cliff Cocknicles. Intrigued by Cliff Cocknicles? It's simple. After gasping at the cliffs of Moher, too exhausted to talk, one starts listening to the chronicles of the locals in Cork, known for spinning a good yarn. Bring a fresh pot of tea, because in a land famous for its wool, the yarn can last all night. Cliffs of Moher, Cork, Chronicles, Cliff Cocknicles. Flex that mouth and perk those ears. Take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com. Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak, valid through May of 2017. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
Walking in the sand, walking hand in hand. The night was so exciting, smile was so inviting. Then you catch my cheek, with his fingertips. Softly with me.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Michelle Buttigieg with me. She is the representative in the U.S. for Malta. And their website is visitmalta.com. Fabulous destination. We have talked about Malta in the last year a number of times because my very good friend that my listeners know well, he's practically a regular, I have him on so often, is Mark Leslie, who lives in Dublin, whose company, Martello Media, has designed and implemented the most incredible visitor center experiences. And because he's won so many awards and so lovely to work with, he was tapped by people in Malta Tourism. And what I know from Mark is that there were three attractions that were planned. And I don't know if all three are finished and open, but I know at least one or two of them are. Mm-hmm. And they kind of give the visitor an interactive experience in understanding the history of Malta.
Right.
So every time I talk to Mark, I ask him about Malta. Little did I know I would be meeting up with you. How grand is that? So let's talk about, you mentioned Valletta. And, walking about there. And by the way, we had lunch, but we had dinner back on the ship because we were leaving. We had lunch in Malta, and the food was exquisite. And I guess it's the kind of influence of occupiers like the Italians and others who left their culinary mark.
Right.
On the destination.
Right. And you find that with everything in Malta when it comes to the language, the food, the people, the culture. Because of all these civilization and everybody leaving something, of course we Maltese are a very proud nation and we made it our own. But you can still feel there's Italian influence, there's a little North African influence, Greeks, whoever passed by, Romans, French, whoever passed by left something. So you see it in the faces and the food and the language. So it's truly very visible to the senses.
So if somebody decided they were going to fly into Europe and mm-hmm. take a quick hop over to Malta, how many days, unless they were flying with an airline that's only flying Tuesdays and Saturdays or something,
right.
How many days would be an average stay?
I would say a week. If you have a week to 10 days, because you can either visit or you can stay. You can visit, you go in and out like you did, came in, saw it, and left. You could stay for a while, and that you can experience all these things, beautiful things you're talking about.
What makes Malta partially different is not just that it's an island. And I know I have lots of listeners who have been to lots of Caribbean islands. And when you say the word island, they think of this flat place that, unless it's St. Lucia or Jamaica, where you've got some mountains and hills and you've got lush greenery, for the most part, they're pretty flat places, unless they're volcanic. Martinique is volcanic also. But the thing is, Malta, when you approach Malta, it looks like something rising from the sea to meet you.
Right.
Maybe you can give us some insights into...
Well, Malta is not just one island. Malta is an archipelago. So you have Malta as the main island. You have the island of Camino, which is a resort island. And then the sister island of Gozo, which is like the Hamptons for the New Yorkers.
So that's why you could easily spend a week or 10 days
right.
and never get
exactly.
bored with anything.
Exactly.
Because when you said, come for a week, I thought, I don't know. I figured 3 days and you'd snap the whole deal shut.
No.
But no, clearly.
Well, first of all, history. History itself, there's so much to do. Even if you're not into anything in particular, you can take a little bit of everything.
Well, there's a fort there. That's
there's
amazing.
Forts. There's, again, megalithic temples that are 1,000 years older than the pyramids of Giza. And Stonehenge. So there's that.
Don't tell
that,
me about Stonehenge. Stonehenge really annoys me.
No, this is nothing like that.
No,
these are temples.
But Stonehenge really annoys me because when I went to Stonehenge before they put up the acrylic walls so you can't get near it because some idiot went and spray painted. I know Stonehenge well, and nowhere, anywhere at Stonehenge, unless they've made a change recently, do they tell you the rocks were laying on the ground, we brought in modern equipment in the 1930s, we used cranes, we dug holes in the ground, we propped up the stones, we filled it with concrete and dirt, we lifted up the other rocks, we put them together, and what you're seeing now is what we think it looked like. They don't ever tell you that. You look at it, you think it's 5,000-year-old something. We'll be right back.
The night was so exciting. Remember, the smile was so inviting. Remember, then you touch my cheek. Remember, with a spoon of tea.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaread Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to bizradioclub.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room. With refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
Somewhere beyond the sea.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We've been talking about an island called Camino and an island called Gozo. Always makes me want to say Gonzo, but it's not. And those islands are part of a group of islands that make up the country and destination of Malta in the Mediterranean. And I have to tell you, you really have me intrigued. I'm always interested in my guests. I'm talking with Michelle Buttigieg. She is the representative to the U.S. from Malta, and she grew up in Malta from the time she was two, but for the last 19 years has been living in the U.S. And so you really know what you're talking about because you are Maltese.
A little. Yes, I am.
Yeah. So, but the thing that we were getting into was there's a great difference between Valletta on that main rising from the sea rock formation that is Malta and these other islands.
Right.
So the resort island of Camino has only one resort?
One resort. And a home, like, and the, when we used to be part of the British colony, there's a like some British barracks which used to belong to the Knights. There's
the Knights
of Malta.
Oh wow!
You'll see if you look around the islands that there's a tower on every corner of the island. So you have they call them the watchtowers.
Well, you know, as I was talking with you earlier, I've been to Malta once. It was for one day, and we came in by ship, and when you approach by ship,
yes,
you know, for people who have been to Puerto Rico and you see Morro Castle,
yes,
it's similar.
Yes, it is. It's from the same era. Puerto Rico was the Spaniards. Malta is the Knights, which, you know, consisted of 8 different nationalities.
Right.
So they all brought in their flair when they built this beautiful city of Valletta.
Right. You know. But that has a feeling, it has a historic feeling, but it feels like some of the towns in the south of France. It
right.
feels like Monaco up on the hill, where the cathedral is, where the castle is, the palace, where the prince of the Principality of Monaco lives. So that's sort of, to some degree, the feel of Valletta.
Right.
But now you go to
Gozo.
Gozo. And what's that like?
So Gozo is a little bit more rural. It's more open and it's more hilly.
Are there more than 4 people?
There are more than 4 people. There are about 30,000 that live on the island of Gozo. So there's different villages.
Different from Valletta.
It's quieter. It's calmer.
Is that flat beach?
No. Gozo is a little bit more hilly. The amazing thing about, as you said, about Gozo and Malta, so close. People have different dialect on the island of Gozo. People have different dialects in the villages in Malta, which is crazy because you can see the village.
Are they speaking English?
English is one of the official languages.
Yeah, because I remember everywhere we went, everybody spoke English.
But two official languages are Maltese and English.
What does Maltese sound like?
Maltese is the only semi-Semitic language left in the world. So it's derived from Aramaic, Arabic, with lots of Latin, and it's written in Roman letters. So it's a mix, again, of all these influences.
So say, explore your world in Maltese.
What world is Dinya? Explore is Oh my goodness. You put me on the spot. Explore. I have to find the right word of explore.
Well,
but
I'm going to have to nail you down with that. We're going to record you saying it and some of our intros.
Yes, yes. But it's a melange of a lot.
So what is world?
Dinya.
Well, say something that comes to mind.
Say, how are you? Say, kifinti, which is very much like Arabic. But then language is lingua, like Italian. So it's got a lot of, you know, difference. But together, it comes together.
But you went to school in Malta. So,
yes.
Is it like the Irish? I mean, there are Irish schools where they, you know, they almost learn English as a second language.
Yes, we did. From kindergarten.
So
we learn
Maltese.
Yes, absolutely. I would say 99% of Maltese speak English. Then, of course, don't forget, because we're so close to Italy, most of us can speak Italian too. But then again, having a semi-Semitic language, it allows us to speak a lot of others.
Right, that's very European. I suppose if the 48 contiguous states in the U.S. each spoke different languages.
Right.
Everybody would speak their
language.
If you lived in New York, you'd speak what they spoke in New Jersey.
Exactly. It's natural.
Because you're so close,
it's natural
all the time.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes. So that's the language. So it's.
So if somebody were coming for, let's just say, 7 days for the wedding,
yes.
What would be the itinerary you would plan for them?
So I would spend 4 days in Malta on the big island, but in the middle I will just put those 2-3 nights in Gozo, where you can have more of the wellness, of the quiet kind of vacation. Now
let me ask you about Comino.
Yes.
The other island.
Yes.
And you said it's a resort destination.
Yes.
Is that flat? Are there beaches there?
There are lots of beaches, rocky and sandy, which you'll find all around the islands as well. So even in Camino, there's the rocky beaches and the sandy beaches. For us, we'll go to Camino for a day. Now, if you want to have the vacation where you don't want to see anyone, you just want to read your book, Rumors, and you want to finish it.
Oh, you're good. You are good.
Then you'll sit in Camino. Then you'll sit in Camino and you just finish it there.
Actually, I can finish writing a travel guide.
There you go.
So that's
good.
To leave me alone.
Yeah, that's a leave me alone kind of place.
Well, you know, people who live frenetic lives.
Like us.
Who are always on the go.
Right.
Who never have a second to themselves. So they're running. When they go on holiday, they want to go and find a tree to lean against and, you know.
Do nothing.
Yeah.
Do minimal.
Do a lot of nothing. And people who have quiet, sedentary lives, when they go away, they want to run.
Right.
They want to get up and do and, you know.
So you can do both. And, I mean, Gozo itself, there's still a lot to do. There's megalithic temples. There's a fort called Victoria, built by the knights. So there's a lot to do. Good food. And the best part of the islands of Malta are the people. The hospitality is. You're going to find a friend.
I fell in love with the place. Am I one day there?
They're going to welcome you in the house. You have to eat, for sure.
It's very Mediterranean.
So it's very Mediterranean.
Yes.
So you're going to be enthralled with that as well while you're there.
All right. Well, you and I are going to have to put our heads together and figure out what I need to see and how long I need to spend in places. And I'm very interested. I'm going to get back to my good friend Mark Leslie in Dublin and get the finite information on those visitor centers that his company created.
One of them is Fort St. Elmo, which is one of the knights' forts, which they've just revamped, right ready for Valletta being the capital city of European culture for 2018. So Valletta is in its party dress, and you're going to see that.
Have you met Mark?
I have not. No, I haven't. Would
Why
love to meet him.
When are you going back to Malta next?
March, I believe.
Uh-huh.
End.
Oh, end of March.
End of March, yeah, end of March.
I have to get you together with him.
I'm there in summer as well, so I'm sure we have an opportunity.
Yeah, he's an amazing fellow.
Yes.
So you'll enjoy that.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see the things that he's done, because his most recent visitor center is at the General Post Office in Dublin.
Right.
Where he and his company created a permanent exhibit that will stay in theory forever and ever about the Easter Rising
right.
on that awful Sunday when
right.
the Brits massacred just right. about everybody in Dublin. And when you go to the General Post Office, you can put your finger in the bullet holes in
wow.
the stone building
wow.
and columns where they shot them up. It was wow. like the Alamo.
Wow.
Because there's no back door there either.
Oh,
I want to thank you so much for
thank you for
us.
Having me.
You're
going
to have to come back again and again, and I've got to get my bones to Malta.
Definitely. We will. It would be our pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Michelle Buttigieg, representative to the United States from Malta. This is Stephanie Abrams. Go to sabrams.com, sabrams.com, and travelers411.com, where you can catch up with podcasts and archived audio from Michelle being with us on radio.
Behind the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms, I'll go sailing. It's far beyond the stars, it's near beyond the
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. This weather report is brought to you by Jamaica Tourist Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north, coast to coast, calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and temperatures with the wind chill factor well below zero. The long-range forecast for Jamaica calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 83 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your winter breakaway in Jamaica now? Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
Well, you go, lassie, go.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
So as February is African American History Month, or Black History Month, and really it should be Black History Month because a lot of the people weren't African Americans. They were Jamaicans and African Africans. So just not a limited story. But in Black History Month, gives us a good reason to remember people that I generally talk about all year long. And I'm sure you've heard me, if you're an avid listener and have been with me for years, talk about the surprise
I had when my very good friend, Mark Leslie, whose company created the visitor center at Glasnevin Cemetery in Dublin, took me over to see the visitor center for the first time. Now, there are certain cemeteries like Arlington Cemetery, like Père Lachaise in Paris, and like Glasnevin in Dublin, where you could walk through the cemetery and get the entire history of the country. And Glasnevin is a particularly important place to visit because from a kind of oddity point of view, you have Michael Collins buried almost exactly next to Eamon de Valera. And they see the film Michael Collins. Have a box of tissues next to you when you see it. They work together to create the Irish Republic and then had a falling out. And you read enough, you'll learn all about it. But they're buried right next to each other. And there are so many other people who in life were diametrically opposed, and there they are together for eternity. Daniel O'Connell was like the George Washington of Ireland. And there was an uphill climb. And he was the one that created Glasnevin Cemetery, which is about a 10-minute cab ride from the heart of the where you'd want to go to Trinity College and Grafton Street and the Abbey Theater and all those places in Dublin you want to visit. And such a good job was done on this visitor center. Well, the problem was that if you were Catholic in Ireland in the 1800s, and Daniel O'Connell was very, for whom O'Connell Street, one of the big transit streets in Dublin. He lived and did much of his work in the 1830s, 1840s, in that period, famine going on, everything else. If you were Catholic and you died, you would have to pay, because all the churches were Church of England, Protestant churches, you'd have to pay, £5 death tax, which was an enormous amount of money and many people didn't have. And so getting buried became one more hardship during a family's time of grieving. So Daniel O'Connell decided there needed to be a cemetery where Catholics didn't get harassed even in death. And he decided that it needed to be open to all religions. Otherwise, they would be doing the same thing the Church of England people were doing, Church of Ireland people were doing, just, you know, limiting it to themselves and keeping out everybody else. Therefore, when you go to the visitor center, the first thing you will notice is this big, long, it's like etched in the glass in gold or white, I've forgotten which. Of this long row, as you're walking past the symbols of Judaism and Hinduism and Muslim and name it, Baha'i, and name the religion. There are over 80 different religions buried in Glasnevin. And when you go and walk through the visitor center, you will find two or three big backlit, like acrylic billboards with paintings and pictures on them. And I look up, and two or three of them have Frederick Douglass on them, because Frederick Douglass was doing in America for black Americans what Daniel O'Connell was doing in Ireland for the Irish. And they became pen pals, great friends, and Frederick Douglass took a ship, went to Ireland, spent time visiting Ireland and visiting with Daniel O'Connell. And there is a Black History Trail in Ireland that you need to know about. Go to my website, put in Frederick Douglass and Glasnevin Cemetery at sabrams.com. I want to thank you so much for being with us this hour. We have so much more coming up. Stay with me for two more hours. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.